Buhari, this my piece of a divine for you, yeah. This my piece of a divine for you, yeah. We the youth of Biafra, Biafra. We the youth of Biafra, Biafra. Now telling you now. Now telling you now. Just telling you now. The police go and rule the people and save the life of the people and make peace now with Biafra. Cause we never give up. As you know, they don't defend feather. We never flow together. Yeah, and say,
We are all together. No lie from 1960 that in soon Nigeria get their independence. The throne of presidential seat after Dr. Zeke Iwe. Now bring the independent from Zuko Nigeria. From the throne we're sharing. From Hausa Fulani to Yoruba, no south east, no south south. To the day of good luck. Now check how the distance to the day of good luck. Then tell me if that show united. Hausa Fulani, Hausa Fulani, hear my word. And I said the truth. Oh yes,
we have come together. We are all together.
message, my word for you. As a freedom fighter that born, the indigenous of the son of Biafra, we come with peace. Giving you the message for you to understand this for you. We the Biafra, take it.
We have come together. We have come together. We have come together. With the children of Osa. We have come together. We have come together. We have come together. With the children of Osa.
General Buhari, Buhari, Buhari. General Buhari, Buhari, Buhari. This my peace is of a divine for you, yeah. This my peace is of a divine for you, yeah. We the youth of Biafra, Biafra. We the youth of Biafra, Biafra. And I'm telling you, telling you, telling you now. And I'm telling you, telling you, telling you now. See, I'm telling you, telling you, telling you now. Simply go and rule your people and save the life of your people and make peace now with Biafra. Cause we never give us, give up, give up. As you know, we're on different feather. We never flow together. Yeah, and say,
we have come together. We have come together. We have come together. With the children of Osa. We have come together. We have come together. We have come together. With the children of Osa. From 1960, that the Zoo Nigeria get their independence. The throne of presidential seat after Dr. Zeke Iwe. Now bring the independence from Zoo called Nigeria. From the throne was sharing. From Hausa Fulani to Yoruba, no south east, no south south. To the day of good luck. Now check how would the distance to the day of good luck. Then tell me, is that show united? Hausa Fulani, Hausa Fulani, hear my word. And I said the truth, the truth, the truth, the truth. Oh yes, we have come together. We have come together. We have come together. With the children of Osa. We have come together. We have come together. We have come together. With the children of Osa.
Yeah, the word that says I'll gather them together has come to fulfill and see everything in the book of life, book of life. Yeah, Biafra, this is the new Jerusalem, has rise again and shine as from the rising sun. Let no man deceive you by any means, that the other day will not come. I come to book of second case, I come to Silvestri. Yeah, take it, take it. Yeah, yeah, for me, Biafra, Daniel 244, I have for you.
And in the days of the king, shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all this kingdom, and it shall stand forever, 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 I say.
Yeah, again, Biafra, this is my still message for you. Take it again, Daniel 12, verse 1.
And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which strengthen for the children of their people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And it that time their people shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in the book of life.
Yeah, Biafra, be rejoiced and be glad, you that find your name in that very book, book of life. Almighty Jah, God, the creator, the founder of all, Tinchuku Abiyama, has prayed for us. We rejoice. This is the new Jerusalem, the kingdom for you. Yes, we have make it. And make it in our own generation.
We have come together. We have come together. We have come together. With the children of Osa. We have come together. We have come together. We have come together. With the children of Osa.
Advice for you, the lighting I believe make peace for you to sell your production. Example, your cow buy from the Biafran addition. For we Biafrans, we are a strength farmers, produce without you, but sells without Biafran. Buhari, take my advice.
So hear me, our suffering is our religions are not the same, our traditions are not the same. The way we dress, not the way you dress, the way you dress, not the way we dress. We believe and worship all you do, Abiyama, and then we can't all the former case the way you done. So hear from me, we are the greatest. Made by Almighty Adiama. This is my work for you, my message for you.
We have come together. 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 We need you, Brenda Musa. We have come together. We have come together. We have come together. We need you, Brenda Musa. We have come together. We have come together. We have come together. We need you, Brenda Musa.
Worry, we are giving you Ifeajuna of our time and all the followers for you and for you, for you. Then you take them, do whatever thing you like to them, to them, to them. My message, my word for you. As a freedom fighter that born, the indigenous of the son of Biafra, we come with peace. Giving you the message for you to understand this for you. We the Biafra, take it.
We have come together. We have come together. We have come together. We teach you the Namosa. We have come together.
General Buhari, Buhari, Buhari. General Buhari, Buhari, Buhari. This my piece is of a divine for you, yeah. This my piece is of a divine for you, yeah. We the youth of Biafra, Biafra. We the youth of Biafra, Biafra. Now I'm telling you, telling you, telling you now. Now I'm telling you, telling you, telling you now. See, I'm telling you, telling you.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans. This is a late evening broadcast, and this is a live broadcast. We are reaching you live and direct from London. My name is Jamel Four, and at this particular point in time, we are welcoming all eminent Biafrans, all men and women of goodwill, all lovers of freedom and justice from around the world, all friends of Biafra, all men and women of conscience. This is your platform. We continue with the deliberations earlier in the day on the mega protests that was, of course, rolled out across Biafra land for the singular purpose of asking for the unconditional release of the leader of indigenous people of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, and indeed the continued and illegal detention and incarceration of the rest of Biafran brethren across the secret cells in the zoo called Nigeria. We have no choice but to stand and defend what we believe in. We have no choice than to stand and apply ourselves tenaciously and to defend proudly and guard jealously the values that we are made of. We are a people under serious occupation, marginalization, and whose human rights have been trampled upon, and a people on the verge of extinction. The question is, are we going to allow ourselves to be extinct? Are we going to allow our lives to be wasted by those who have no value, who have no concern, who have no consideration for human lives? The answer is, of course, with some degree of certainty, that we are not going to allow that to happen. And so if you are dedicated to this cause, if you are one of us, you must stand up to be counted. We are going to employ a different strategy in the march, in the protest. But of course, the zonal coordinators and national coordinators should take note. Long-distance journeys in this protest is going to drain everybody. And we are going to, of course, try to implement, modify, and re-strategize on that front. Meanwhile, And in the interim, we thank all indigenous people of Biafra who are, of course, dedicated to this cause, who have made Biafra proud. We also regret the two lives that have been lost in this protest. And we are holding the Nigerian government, we are holding the leader of the zoo called Nigeria, Buhari, to account. Do not be dismayed, because no life of Biafran lost in this particular process, in this singular effort, will go unpunished. We want to remind you once again that the International Criminal Court is aware of the developments in the zoo called Nigeria, and indeed the orchestrated genocidal audio of violence, the inhuman and degrading treatment, the entrenched marginalization, the entrenched hatred against the Biafran people by the leader of this contraption called Nigeria, Buhari, and his murderous security agents against the Biafra, against the Biafran people and against Biafra land. Some people have said, what are you agitating for? Why are you agitating for Biafra? And we tell them that Biafra predates, or Biafra has been in existence, had been in existence, and will continue to be in existence until Nigeria dissipates. Ever before Nigeria came into existence, Biafra had been. And so we want to maintain the status quo. More importantly, millions of lives have been lost just to make Nigeria one, just to, of course, try to mend the unmendable. Nigeria is a site of corruption that has sucked the blood of innocent Biafrans. Today, the souls of these gallant heroes and heroines of Biafra, they were men, women and children, are asking for vengeance. What is happening to Nigeria today is simply nemesis. For he who shed blood must pay a price for it. There is no way Nigeria will know peace. There is no way Nigerians will know peace. It doesn't matter the level of intimidation. It doesn't matter how hard you try to suppress the collective will and the aspirations of the Biafran people. In the end, the spirit of Biafra will prevail. It is on this basis that I urge all indigenous people of Biafra, all committed individuals and groups to this particular cause, this singular effort, to continue to remain resolute, to continue to apply themselves unadulteratedly towards the quest for the restoration of Biafra, because the journey has just begun. We have started this and we are not going back. There is no intention to retreat. We are not contemplating surrendering until Biafra is restored, and until indeed the leader of indigenous people of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, is released from captivity and even beyond. Biafra is a lifetime project, and it is ordained spiritually by God Almighty himself, and therefore we want to invite him, the author and finisher of our faith, the I am that I am, he who sees in the secret and in the open, to come and take charge and control, and to envelop us, the people of Biafra, with his presence. May those who seek our lives be destroyed forever and ever. May any eyes, may any tongue, may any mouth or leg or hands that rise against Biafra and Biafran people be condemned forever. And may God Almighty move in his mighty valor and, of course, silence the enemies of Biafra, that the people, the world, will see the glory of God in the lives of Biafrans and glorify his holy name. That in the end, that God's own land, Biafra, will be restored, and that the glory of God will always be manifested in the lives of each and every one of us as individuals and as groups and indeed as a nation. That nation is Biafra. We welcome you from wherever you are because God is here with us. We, of course, without any equivocation, commend and commit into his able hands the leader of indigenous people of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, and all those who are being molested, all those who are being sidetracked and submitted or subjected to all manner of inhuman and degrading treatment across secret cells in the Zuko, Nigeria. And we ask God Almighty to rise in his mighty valor, that his presence will protect them. And that any tongue or eyes or hand that rise against them be condemned. Father, we ask you to protect them because they are for you. We have no other but you, and you know the hearts of all men. And remember your promises that you never forget us, nor forsake us under anything we ask for in your name, that we do it for us. We have asked you for our freedom. We have asked you for progress. We have asked you for peace. We have asked you for total emancipation of Biafra land and the Biafran people, that the world may know that you are God. This is a live broadcast this evening, and we are once again letting whoever cares to understand that the Nigerian government had in the last few days, mounted pressure on the company that has been carrying our shortwave signals. They threatened them that they will lose their customers, their clients in Africa, and indeed in the Zuko, Nigeria. And that company wrote us and were, of course, telling us that they were unfortunately not able to continue with the disseminate transmission of our signals, and that their business is more important to them. And so we oblige them. And what the Zuko Nigeria is now doing is to buy, or rather to subscribe to, that frequency 90 meter band shortwave, and they are saying all manner of things. They have even come out in the open and said that they have taken over the operations of Radio Biafra. How mistaken they were. These people are liars, pathological liars, and we are asking you to remain resolute, because Radio Biafra is in the control and of Biafrans and in safe hands, and that is why you are listening to our voices. The NBC tried it and failed. The Nigerian government has come again, and there we fail. In the end, we will prevail. We are not on shortwave at the moment as a result of the development we have told you. But that does not mean that we are not broadcasting. We are on satellite. We are, of course, available on different relay stations, different FM relay stations in Biafra land. We are on the internet. We are, of course, on different platforms there, because some companies, some individuals and groups are, of course, picking up our signals, and they circulate it, they disseminate it via the internet. We are, of course, available on Radio Biafra app. Download our app on your mobile devices, and of course, you will be able to get us. The number to call if you want to make any contribution this evening is +447405964146, +447405964146. We are live, we are direct, and we want people who, of course, participated in the mega protest that we are, of course, still rolling out today to, of course, give us on the spot assessment of the situation of things. We are asking every Biafran in Biafraland and indeed IPOB family members in different parts of the world to render all the necessary support they can financially and otherwise to our brethren, the IPOB families in Biafraland, so that they will be able to continue to carry on. The protest around the world continues. The protest around Biafraland continues until our leader Nnamdi Kanu and indeed our brothers who are also being incarcerated illegally in detention centers across the Zuko Nigeria are released. We must not relent. We can only re-strategize. And this is why I am, of course, reaching out to our families in Biafraland to remain resolute and to remain focused, because the journey has just begun. The Nigerian state must fall. They must bow to the pressure from Biafran people and indeed the spirit of Biafra. We cannot relent. All I am asking everybody is to avoid trekking for a long distance. It is not necessary in this circumstance. You must converge in one place and in your large numbers, because your numbers is going to be a game changer. If you scatter yourselves, they will find it very easy to molest and to take you one by one. That strategy cannot work. You must come together. You must come and congregate in one place in your large numbers. And then we, of course, within some degree of certainty, within some margin of error, we ensure victorious. We ensure that we are victorious in the end. We do not need to scatter. We do not need to walk into unchartered waters. It is not necessary. That strategy cannot work very well. I am reaching out to you, or if you are listening, of course, we are going to make representations to the leaders of this protest to pass the message across to other members of this family. Your number is the game changer. You do not need to scatter. You must come together. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. I want to know whether this caller is hearing me.
Good evening, my deputy director.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. My name is Chidiku Wadegu. I'm calling from Obosi in Biafraland.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you, my deputy speaker. In short, today's demonstration is very fantastic. We came from all the way from Obo. So we passed all Army Barrack. Army didn't stop us. We passed Navy that shot us in August. Nobody disturbed us. And then after we went to Kos Asaba and they stayed to put the tear gas on us. And we turned back. And then we go went to around Bonisha. On our way to Iweka Road, so one vigilante, one Boko Haram in a vigilante group shot one of our members. And they shot the others in the leg. So the thing is very difficult. And I'm saying now that that chairman of that Ochanja market going to do that very man, because if he didn't, he will take his head and carry it. He will take his head and carry it. And I want to tell the world they are supposed to do what they're supposed to do right now, because everything is getting out of hand. Because why I'm saying this, we are no more longer patient again, because let them release our leader. Release our leader Nnamdi Kanu immediately after. We are running out of patience. Let them release our leader immediately after. We are telling them. Sometimes people didn't understand things very easy because last time in 1967, this is how we are telling people. They think that we are joking. When war burst now, we say that you need to understand. I'm telling you right now. I'm telling the Zoo president Muhammad Buhari, the pedophile. I know that he's interested now or his agent. Release our leader now before it's too late for you people. Release him. And if you release him and he's not there as he before, my brother, you people will suffer. It's do we think. Release our leader now. And we are telling you people, release our leader. Because that man is innocent man. He didn't do anything for you people. Only that the truth. He used the truth. He used to terrorize the Zoo Nigeria is truth. He's telling he used truth to make it Nigeria, to make it the Zoo. He used the truth to make it you people, to make the world to know that Buhari is a leader of terrorists. If Buhari is the leader of Boko Haram, and now he has given the army, Boko Haram, army uniform, and the police, Boko Haram police uniform, to shoot all the Biafras. And I'm warning you now to release our leader or before it's too late. My deputy director, I'm very happy. Our rally today, our peace demonstration today is very fantastic. You see the crowd that came from Onitsha, my brother, you'll be amazed. Hey, people need to be free from this bondage that we are in Nigeria. Because Nigeria is a cursed country. Nigeria is a curse. This concussion is a curse. My deputy director, I'm very happy. My name again is Chibiko Wadeva. I'm calling from Ogoni.
Thank you.
I will be giving all that chance to review what they saw today. Thank you very much. May God bless you and bless all the ITOP members all over the world. Because we will be there very soon now. We will rejoice because we are with God. And the one with God is more than majority. Thank you very much. And have a nice day.
Thank you. Thank you very much. The protests around Biafra land continues. The protest continues. We cannot afford to lose momentum. We cannot afford to lose the tempo. And that is why we must continue until what is sought is got. That is the principle that drives any effort surrounding freedom fighting. There is no going back of this. What is happening now is, of course, a build-up to what is yet to come. The Nigerian government must take heed and must, of course, respond appropriately and in a positive direction. Otherwise, nobody can guarantee what you'll be seeing in the next coming days and weeks ahead. This is Radio Biafra live broadcast. The people of Biafra are under occupation. They have been marginalized. They have been bombed. They have been targeted in their places of economic endeavors. They have been, of course, targeted in their private homes. They have been, of course, subjugated to all manner of inhuman and degrading treatment. Their human rights, their rights and freedoms have been trampled upon, and with impunity, they are politically disenfranchised. And you ask yourself, what else do you want? What else is remaining? They are pushing us to the limit, and we are on the edge, and we are here to say that we have the right to defend our existence. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yes, good evening, Deputy Director.
Good evening, welcome to the program. Where are you calling from, please?
Yes, my name is Emmanuel. I'm calling right here from Ibocha.
Thank you very much. What happened to the, did you participate in the protest? Did you participate?
Sorry, sir. You said?
Did you participate in the protest?
Hello, sir.
Did you join in IPOB protest in Igocha and environs today? Did you participate? The caller on the phone, your name and where you are?
Hello.
Yes, hello. Welcome to the program. Good evening. Yeah, your name and where you're calling from, please.
Greetings, Uchemofo.
Good evening.
This is Emeka. This is Emeka Moses Chimezi calling you from Port Harcourt.
Thank you very much.
Number one. We are humiliated. We are killed. We are brutally murdered. Do you see the way I put it? We are humiliated. We are killed. We are brutally murdered. Number one, I suspect a foul play from the national coordinator to the zonal coordinator, because when we appeared in IPOB meeting yesterday, they told us.
Where in particular? Where is this place you're talking about?
Well, this thing happened on our way to Bayelsa. There was no protest in Bayelsa. Anybody that told you that there was a protest in Bayelsa, the person is telling you a big bunch of lies. There was no protest in Bayelsa today. There was no protest in Bayelsa.
So what happened?
If you could listen to me, from the zonal coordinator to the state coordinator to the national coordinator, they played over our intelligence today. Formally, it was announced that we will all march in our state where we are. Reaching this morning, they told us that all the protest is now in Bayelsa, that you will transport yourself from Port Harcourt to that place, which we contributed to 2,000 naira each, and we left in our zone, in my zone, where I am. We left with 8 buses, and those 8 buses have more than 20 passengers in it for one bus.
Yes.
Then, on our way approaching, we never knew. They told us that we should appear in a white blue and a black trouser, you know, so that we are going there to protect the people that can come from above will join us. The people in Bayelsa are already there waiting for us, that we should stop at the Ekeki Park, that is where we will stop. Then, we never knew that Nigerian soldiers have mounted an ambush in a bridge, Ndiama Bridge, only one lane bridge. They mounted there and waited for us. And the worst part of this organization, the IPOB state zone, the worst part is that they are not yet organized. They did not organize anything at all.
They did not organize anything in Bayelsa Axis. You see what you're trying to say?
Even in Bayelsa, there was no proper organization. Nothing happened in Bayelsa.
Understand something. In the Asaba Axis or Nature was successful, very successful. Can you dispute that?
I don't know about Asaba,
That's what I'm telling you. If you are talking about ESA or something like that, then we take it from there. But to say that there is no organization is unacceptable.
Okay.
You have seen people on the streets.
Okay, Yes, okay, okay. I am telling you about, okay, let me talk about the people that they misleaded from Port Harcourt to Bayelsa. I am among of those victims, but God rescued me. Now,
so,
what happened?
So in essence, what you're saying is that the coordinators betrayed the family members, is what you're saying?
Yes.
So
yes,
you're saying that
the
we are
bought
over by the Nigerian government, is it what you're saying?
Yes.
And
okay,
then
you were, that is the
and
truth.
Then you were told to wear t-shirts and so that you will be easily identified. Is it what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah, this is a very serious allegation.
I
and
am telling
fashion.
You
And we
as
will
I'm
want
talking,
evidence.
As I'm talking,
we want evidence.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Uche, listen. Can you listen to me, please? Listen. Because as I'm talking to you now, I've signed my name with the red biro. So I don't care. Because I am telling you nothing but the truth.
Yes,
now they betrayed
ahead.
They betrayed us. And when we are fully identified, then the Nigerian soldiers mounted on the bridge and they were waiting for us from all the way from Ahoda, a community called Ngeni at that bridge there. There was a lot of road up from Ahoda down to that place at the bridge there. So now there is no way we can escape. There's no way we can go front. There's no way we can go back. What they now did is that they laid an ambush and they surrounded some of the bosses that has been in the front. They brought out the boys, lie them down, you know, deal with them. The ones they shot, the ones they throw in the river, the ones they put in the bush. In fact, I am telling you that the IPOP members in Port Harcourt, if we are 100, right now as I'm talking to you, we are not up to 30 again. We are not up to 30 again. The reason why we were able to escape was that we are able to enter a public transport. Even the public transport, you know, they shot people down. The civilians who are not even IPOB members, we are even wounded. So most of the civilians just ran and entered inside the bush. The soldiers were shooting them in the bush right away. The soldiers were shooting them in the bush right in our front. The Nigerian soldiers came out for war. The Air Force were patrolling on the air with their plane. So they didn't grant us the chance to even video. They seized our phone. If they screen your phone and they see flag or the radio jaffer or whatever, they will beat you. In fact, as I'm talking to you at that moment, there is a trailer was kept there. They loaded our boys inside the trailer. Then about one of the trailer get filled.
Can you talk to me privately on this, because it is very important that we get things right. Can you talk to me privately on this, please?
Okay, what will happen is, if you want me to talk to you, send me details so I can talk to you, because
you can call me back on this number after the program.
Right away?
After the program, that's what I said, yes.
Fine, it's all right. I will do that. They dealt with us today.
The caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yes, hello. Good evening, my director.
Welcome to the program. Good evening.
Welcome to the program. Good evening. Your
please,
director,
can you turn off the radio, please? Turn off the radio.
Huh?
Move away from the radio or
Hello?
Turn
move
it off.
Move away from the radio or turn it off. Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Yes.
No, I cannot continue. You are not listening. You have to call us back, please. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
No, I cannot continue. You are not listening. You have to call us back. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Hello? Hello. Call on the phone, give us a number where you are.
Hello, Deputy. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, thank you. My name is Charles Monobuchi Ezedike from Wandule, local government in Amibu. Then based in Port Harcourt, Igbocha.
Yes, thank you.
I don't understand what that man is saying concerning the Bayelsa rally.
Yes.
We went to Bayelsa rally, but as we are going, we discovered that army people have blocked people from Bayelsa not to cross to the bridge.
Yes.
Then what we did was just to stop at the bridge there with some of our members there. Then when the army and the Mupu people came and give us some address, then at a point we were moved to the front. When they now brought a big first one, they brought a kind of jet, and the jet started rotating. Then the next one, they brought a bigger jet that was so big, and that one started rotating up. It was then I now noticed that these people want to arrest everybody there. And one thing I want to advise our people is this. Whenever we are going in a far distance, we should know the way to disguise ourselves. Like the group I went with my own vehicle. We are six in numbers. We all carry Bible. And any chance...
Hello?
Second point they stop for, we tell them that we are going for a church program, and that's how we went. So what am I saying is, by the time the police people stopped the group there, they let us move them front and near the police station, and that was where everything starts. By then, they supposed to reason that they have carried a lot of people out with army. Then our people there supposed to know that our group, we are not more than, maybe we'll be like 1,000 something. They're supposed to reason very well and understand. Our own coordinator gave us information that we are going to Bayelsa in the night of today. And we went there. So for that man saying that they didn't give him information, maybe he didn't contact the coordinator. We were contacted and we went there. So all these things is something they have to use wisdom, because they are not happy with what we are doing. But I thank God for the group of people that came out.
Thank you for the information. This is encouraging, because the first speaker before you was making very sweeping allegation, which is very weighty, and almost everything about it is negative, negative, negative. There may be some elements of truth there, but I doubt some things. It is very important that we remain resolute and we do not ever relent or even contemplate surrendering. The protests around Biafra land continues, and we thank all those who have participated so far. And of course, we are making it very clear that no Biafran life lost will go unpunished. We are asking and putting Buhari on notice that he must live up to what is expected of him. Stop molesting Biafran people. They are the people of God. They have their human rights just as you have yours. Stop detaining and torturing them, because what is going to happen if this continues and of course is building up cannot be controlled. Of course, such that is being beamed on Buhari and his security agents, and anybody that molests, torture, care of Biafran people cannot go scot-free. We are asking our people to mount a bit of resistance, and we are also telling you not to move in small numbers. Do not scatter yourselves. Do not walk long distances, because it could be very detrimental. You must come together in one place in your large numbers, and we of course are taking cue from the Asaba axis of this protest. They did very well. They were together, and they are continuing to be together. We have to consolidate on this. This is a mass protest, and we are of course not unaware of the monumental momentum behind this effort. We urge you to remain resolute and remain focused, because the journey has just begun. As the protest is gathering momentum, we will drive it home. We are, of course, once again sending unmistakable signal to the Nigerian government and to the governors in the eastern region that if you sell yourself to the devil, then the devil will eat your souls. This is a legitimate protest of indigenous people of Biafra. We are not terrorists, because if we are terrorists, if we were terrorists, you wouldn't have seen IPOB families in different parts of the world, and indeed in Biafra land. We would have been hiding. We do not hide our names. We are whom we are. And so there is nothing you can do to quench the collective will and aspirations of the people. They call on the phone your name and where you are.
Hello, good evening, sir. This is Chana calling from Nigeria.
Welcome to the program.
Sir, thank you very much, sir. Sir, I was one of those people that went for the protest to Bayelsa State today.
Yes, tell us what happened,
sir,
please.
What happened there today was very, very terrible. The second caller that called that said that the first person was telling lies. Maybe he was not there. He didn't actually recognize what they were doing, sir. So what went on today was very, very terrible. The zoo, army, navy, police, whatever force they can call their name, all of them, they are there today. They are shooting anyhow. The people that were coming from the other side of the bridge, they stopped them there. They jumped all of them in the lorry load of trailer, about 100 and something of them. And they were shooting over there. They shoot so many people. They could not allow us to protest. There was no protest in Bayelsa State today.
Yes.
Me and two other guys from my own zone, Aba, we just managed to escape from them. That is why we could be able to come back to Aba today.
Okay.
And the rest of the people that is there today, so I'm telling you, they are just at a place like in the wilderness. They just drag them out from the place that you can locate buildings. I'm sure.
Hello. What I'm saying is there is no gainsaying the fact that the Nigerian security agents or agency were, of course, after the IPOB families. They committed all sorts of atrocities against our people. But the area that I am not very comfortable with is to suggest that the coordinators sold out. And that is why what happened in Bayelsa Axis happened. It is a line of inquiry worth pursuing, but I cannot take it lying and hung and think at the moment. There is nothing that the enemy can do against the Biafran people We have started marching, and one thing I have always said, and we are advising our people, is to take pictures and video of whatever is happening. So far, I have not seen anything coming from Bayelsa. I don't know how the whole operation was conducted by the zoo's security agencies. But we are, of course, having eyewitness accounts, and you will be very useful in the near future, of course, to tell us what happened, because we are building up a library of evidence against these people. The ICC is aware of the development in Biafra land, and we are, of course, working assiduously hard to supply all the necessary evidence that there are to make necessary prosecutions. And that is why, if you understand the reason why we are telling you to take pictures, to take video evidence of all these happenings, so that in the end, prosecuting perpetrators, these evil men and women, will not be that difficult, so that it will not be a daunting task. Once again, the people's patience are running out of control. They are stretched, and we cannot hold them any longer. Our people in Biafra land have right to defend themselves. We have also told you to make sure that you get credible information regarding commissioners of police, all the army and navy and all other security agencies, top hierarchies in Biafra land, because we cannot keep quiet. Get their family members as well, the contacts, their whereabouts, what they do, and where they are in Biafra land. It is very important that we begin to also defend ourselves in any way possible. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
My deputy.
Good evening.
Good evening. This is Mr. Favor, Olukiku Obi.
Yes, welcome to the program. Go on.
I'm calling you from, I'm the one that called today afternoon from Bayelsa.
Yes, thank you very much.
So we came from Port Harcourt. We go from Port Harcourt to Bayelsa. I was here after we suffer all the persecution from the zoo police and the army and the air forces and the DSS. Then, as we went to after that thing, some of us, these guys, all their distance, leave all their distance, despite that, when we are still pulling our shirts, checking the cloth we wear, the ones that we are white to look, they all had them aside from the rain, some on the gutter. So, with all that thing, we still move out from that place. So we are able to succeed by the special grace of God. Then, because we insisted to enter into Bayelsa, if there is a protector, so that we can protect from there to back, come back to that place. But after all those things, we went over five checking points like that. Where they pour everything we carry on the ground, whatever. At everything, we remain to lose our nika. Then, after this thing, we succeed to enter into Bayelsa. In the park there, before our motor, another team used their vehicles, monitoring us to the park. As we drop, as everybody we are about to decide to find a place to hide the step, to watch the place, we begin to roll inside to begin to carry people. Where I am there, I am not safe, because if people that are there, some Yoruba people are surrounded that place, that part. So I'm pointing, this one, we don't know you, this one just come, this one is one of them. All that kind of thing, and they are carrying everybody, all the people. Yeah? As we are saying, another people succeed to come.
are not supposed to come. I'm not supposed to escort them there. So, meeting me, as I walk into the shop, I demand food. As I demand food, I want to see food. And we were able to hide my bag inside their shop again. I need to eat food. That was why they don't come to where I am. They lack well. They have to go back because they see I was sleeping immediately. So, after that, for me to apply with my phone because they did everything to collect my phone. But by the grace of God, they are not able to take down my phone because before they say, let's get collected, let me check it. Before that, I didn't know one will come over them. They jump to another person and will put it in their bag. They ask me to just like that. You know, that's why I go with my phone. Then, even on that place, before you see, police are seen everywhere. Military police, still everywhere. Then, know how to bring out my phone to video. Know how you can, because even the person where you are, they are enemies. Then, I have to, after eating that food, all the men there have been surrendered. I have to, because that place, so I started looking me somehow. I have to move from that place. Going as if I have somewhere that I am going, and I don't know anybody in at Bayasa. Then, fortunately, where I come by the corner of shop, where I came, I was here looking, checking if there is any way I can get space to picture what is going on. No space for me. Even I come to find out that even some people behind me there, we are Yoruba. There's no way I can take a picture of what is happening or video things that are happening. The same way along the way, no space. I don't know why they did this in this way. I'm not blaming any coordinator, but the state coordinator or whoever, but my problem is that the I don't know why the Nigerian police and the army are going after against us this way. I don't know why. If the army, I don't know why they take courage to fight against us this way. They know that we are not with any weapon. We are not with any harmful thing. We are not killing anybody. We are not fighting anybody. I don't know why they are going after us, tormenting us. I don't know. Let the world look into this matter now. Let the world. I mean the world. I mean all these countries. Let them look into this. Even the Africa, so-called Africa, that are even working against. Let them look into this thing and see that these people are they are really suffering. They are tormenting us. They want even to take over our land from us and leave us empty-handed. These people are treating us more than a slave. We are not even suffering this way in abroad, in other countries. The way we are suffering in our own country, in our own state. I don't know if they are not seeing this thing. I don't know whether if they are not understanding what is going on. Okay, look at today now. Even efforts and everything testing us for what? We are not killing people. We are just protesting. Look at the way they hold our director. We are protesting like everywhere in the world can protest over such a case. Then they are going after us in this system. Can the world look into this? Can they come and help us? Is this the way the UN are formed over there? Is this the way they are protecting people's lives? What is happening? What is going on? This thing is going so high in a way that I do not even understand it. Why is it that even the Buhari, when we lean, if there is nothing in what we are saying or what we are doing, let me reason it now. If there is nothing in what we are doing, why must he be going after us in this way, in this manner? Then Boko Haram has been killing our people in the north. I know of family people that have been killed from my family, from the north. They are prepared, only in my own family, but there's nothing was done about it. The word did not come. Nobody that come to rescue us. Nobody that come to protest against us. Then if you protest, they will still kill us. They will not allow us to protest. Why is this? Why is this like this against us now? Why are
Let me tell you something. It is one of the necessary steps that we must take, processes that we must undergo for us to emerge finally as a people vindicated and people with future. I don't know whether you understand me. There is no need lamenting. We are moving forward. We remain resolute and fearless before our enemies. They are jittery. That is why they are clamping down on Biafrans. They are not comfortable before they made it clear that we are non-entities. Today they are talking about us. But make no mistakes about this. I have told you, everybody listening, you need to get pictures, evidences of all this happening, and more importantly, get prepared for anything that can come out eventually. This is Radio Biafra live broadcast, and we are reaching you live and direct from London. They call on the phone your name and where you are. They are not talking. We'll take another call. They call on the phone. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Welcome to the
program. I'm talking. This is Ingocha Women Coordinator.
Oh, thank you very much.
Hello, sir.
Yes,
we are listening. The Ingocha Women Coordinator. I don't want to believe what the third caller now. Before now, that there was a conspiracy amongst the coordinators.
Yes.
Because I was there before we got to the bridge. We got an information that the people at the bridge, that they've been arrested, and we decided to stop before the bridge. So our people were gathered. The policemen were there. The army men were there. So while they were trying to do what they wanted to do, so I went with there with the women's financial secretary and the treasurer, and the section. We went there, we tried talking, and they said they don't mean any harm, that they just want to be sure to break laws and all that. We spoke with them. I can't remember. I remember the man's name, the police inspector. But he told us that he's the person in charge of that area. He's from Ondo State. He's fair in complexion. And then while our people were trying to capture them, they were running after anybody they see with phone. As soon as they see with phone, they pick your phone from you. Because they never wanted us to capture them. Then, after much argument, they said we should move. And some of our people said no, that we will not move, that we are going to wait for our people that are in Bayelsa. Because somebody called us that about 18 vehicles have been offloaded there, and any vehicle that comes, they bring all the people down, put them inside their vehicle, and take them to wherever they were taking them to. While we were arguing there, the ones they loaded in trailer, they passed. They were chanting our songs, they passed. And some of our boys wanted to follow them to stop the vehicle. But we thought that the police people, what they were saying was actually what they wanted to do. But something happened. There is a particular person, I wouldn't want to say it on air. I don't know how I can say it to you. But there is somebody... This person's movement was very, very suspicious. So we, after everything, they said, let's move. And when we were going, I called somebody. I said, our people are behind. Why are we going? Why don't we wait for them? And the person said, no, there's no need waiting for them. They will meet us on the way. I said, we are moving forward. How can the people that are at the back, how will they meet us? They insisted they are moving forward. So we began to move. And the police people now left. They moved forward. And we began to move. Where we were going, somebody just called me. And I asked him where, he said he's behind. So I said, okay, he wanted to pick something because the vehicle that the women chartered, we chartered the vehicle that was supposed to carry us for the 2 days. So I now came back to give him something from our vehicle. And while I was going back, they now called me that the same police people that said our people should move front, they now called them and said they want all of our people to use one lane. Not knowing that they've laid ambush ahead and then pushed them to move by the side. And while they were in the place, there was no house before, there was no house behind, and they began to tear gas them. And our people began to jump. As they were jumping, they were running inside a swamp. I tell you, some of them, the swamp swallowed them up to their chest level. And while they were doing this, anybody that wears white,
it's terrible,
wears our polo, they remove it from them. I tell you, even my women, they pulled my women's clothes, removed that because they were just wearing ordinary bra.
The Nigerian police strip our women naked, right?
They removed their blouses. They were wearing only bra. And there was no way to picture them because whatever thing you want to do, they seized as many phones as, just because they didn't want us to capture anything. They would ask you, you want to snap my face, and they took all these pictures. It was now our boys, the ones that was, that were wearing colored clothes, that now gave them their shirt, the women their shirts for them to wear. I left that Ndiema Bridge, few minutes to six, with the people that were remaining with me. That's few minutes to six. Some of my women were in the bush. They don't know how to come and where to come. So we got to a point, we waited, and as long as it some came. But the other ones, I told them not to go back. Even in the bush, they should keep moving forward. That God will take them to a point where they will find somebody. So at the end of the day, they began to move forward. The other one came out, as God will have it, but she sustained injury. And I now told her, okay, I said, the women, we went with our medical team, that she will be treated. And then we began to go. There is this lady, she's a police officer in my zone, by God's grace. So when she heard what happened, she now took vehicle as a police person. She now took vehicle and took some people. They went to a place called Okoba, around that, within that Indian Ahoda axis. She now went there, they were calling, and some of the people were coming out from the bush to join them. So as I speak now, I can't really tell if all our people were able to come out or not. But what I want to state is this. The coordinators, for anybody to say that our coordinators did or they wanted to play us or whatever, I don't want to believe that. What I know is that the people in Bayelsa, the place where they gave as a meeting point, these people took over the place. Any vehicle that enters there, they pick the vehicle and everybody inside. But I still said I suspect somebody. Everything he did, I was not just comfortable. But I don't, like I said, I don't want to say it on air.
And you know that person, right?
I don't know him. I've attended our national meetings. I've attended our state meetings. I've not seen him. And I don't know his name. So I don't, maybe our boy, they will know him, but because I've not seen him in national meetings, I've not seen him in state meetings, so I don't know where he came from. So if not, our coordinators, even while we were there, I was connecting the coordinators, even a gentleman from Aba, we were talking, he was asking, how is this, how is that, so we were relating together. So I don't want to believe that our coordinators have hand in it. The plans may not have worked the way it was supposed to work. We will still work again, and we will succeed.
Definitely.
So let's not begin to blame one another.
I will not even entertain it. You did gallantly well. You moved in a very brave, courageous manner, and I commend the effort of all our IPOB family members. And one thing is clear here. The Nigerian police, the Nigerian army have shown whom they are. And they are a disgrace. They are cowards to the point of stripping women naked. This is unacceptable. Yes, and we will speak.
Yes, as I speak, my women came back without their blouses because they stripped them of their blouses. I tell because initially we would have overpowered the zoo idiots. If not for the person I told you, the move we made, our boys were ready to fight that they don't want to move. But somehow, something went wrong within there. Because our boys were ready to die. They said they will not go back. They will go back to Bayelsa and get our boys and make sure that they don't take anybody away. But somehow, you know, when somebody and my brother, I just want to thank God that God brought us back. Those ones that went into the swamp, leeches and everything, but at the end of the day, God delivered them. I don't want to name blame, but all I'm saying to all IPOB members is we need to go back to the drawing board and do a thorough homework and reinforce. That is just what we need. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much, my sister. Thank you. And, of course, that is a courageous account. Nevertheless, there were some disappointments from one place to the other, but nobody should be blamed. It is part and parcel of the struggle, and I am telling you that the journey has just begun. The protest in Biafra land continues until our leader Nnamdi Kanu and all other of our brethren in the zoo's secret cells are released. There is no going back. We thank you, all those who have participated today. And we are also urging you that it is not one-off, that protest will continue. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. The caller on the phone, give us your name and where you are. I think they are not ready to talk. Can you hear me?
Yeah, good evening, sir.
Good evening. Welcome to the program. Where are you calling from and what is your name, please?
I'm calling from Ingwecha right now. My name is Ikenika Abong. I'm from Akwaibom.
Yeah, thank you very much.
I'm one of the people that go to Bayelsa.
Yes.
And I'm applying with the very vital at the group.
Yes, please, can you try to speak up a bit, because
the Nigerian army, yeah, can bring us down, touch us, we don't see anything. One of them tell us to enter inside car and go. One Yoruba army come, say no, why we kill them like that? People to come down again. We come down. After we come down again, we think they start us again. We make sure anything. From there, they make we sit down. We think they ask us, where do you from? That's from where I want to go. And we go to the sea. We say, all of them are Biafra, have you? Because when you answer, I find them all these things.
Ethnic bigots. Ethnic bigots, indeed. Go ahead.
Okay. So when I see in the in front of the houses like that now, maybe I see another Bible song in Odin. I see them the whole Bible from that place, about four Bible for the first one. After that one, other people will come with a class, the other class. They come with them too. They see them. After that one, they come to us to their camp. No one reach there. After food there for military camp there.
Okay, so are you talking about Bori camp? Is it Bori camp you're talking about?
If I will go alive, and I go free, when I reach, and I go tell my brother, I say, listen, we're not going to fix up. I say, well, even if it don't happen, how you don't find it. Anyhow, when I want to do as one, I do as more. So, even the outer man, we didn't have a way to get inside you, then free that one. These two outer people for come there. Then free those one to go. After that, when they can't call police, handle about the police. So, the answer there. So now they inside the cell, they cry for God. So how we take them out, you don't know. I thank God, say we come out with others who will see there now. They know we live, these ones, we carry Nigerian from the Afra flag. They know we leave this one, they come put down cover this one. I don't know where they carry them go. So others who will see there, they know we leave everybody. So waiting at one little, you know. They no release all of us, but we come back without no collect money. As the commander, they are coming with others, they make them release us. No Google.
Now, how many of you on the estimate? How many of you were in Bori camp? Where they take not exact number, but at least how many of you on the estimate?
But that depends. Hello?
Yes, hello. Go ahead.
Yeah, the way I go, the first turn, they didn't carry go. We're there about 100 and something.
Okay.
They come back about 100 and something. Now they do that first turn.
Okay. There is no.
I want to let you know that they know the least all of us.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And I salute your courage. And we are going to continue to consolidate on this. The protest across Biafra land continues. And there is no intention to retreat. There is no intention to abandon this quest. We are asking all IPOB families to take count of members who did not return. We are asking family members to look out for their brothers and sisters and take appropriate note of who has not returned. And it is very important that they furnish us with that information, please.
You know they put high for grammar because they'll be high some people who do everything they do. Where they never can.
Right, thank you very much. And of course, we expect you to be coming from time to time to brief us on what actually happened, because we need all this as eyewitnesses on what we need to do. Thank you very much.
We are ready for them next time.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mama.
The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. Good evening, welcome to the program. Where are you calling from, please?
I'm calling from Mukwacha. My name is Junior Solana.
Thank you very much.
Please, according to the last speaker, the woman, one of the coordinators.
Yes.
What she just said. What you need to do this to.
Hello? Your credit is gone. I don't know what happened or network. You have to call us back. The call on the phone, your name and where you are. They are not talking. We will take another call. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello?
Hello, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Uche. This is Mecca Moses Chimizri once again. I am still on the air listening. It grieves my mind when people beat around the bush without pointing out the truth. It grieves my mind that people do not want to go straight to the point and say the truth about what happened in Mbiama today. There is a lot of hold-up from Okogwe village down to Mbiama. And the soldiers were planted with armed, no much police. What police was just some police checkpoints. They were just there, checking papers and all that, but I am telling you about the bridge itself. We had the blockers, we had the search, everybody, we had to bring both men, women down, our boys, we are rolled on the ground, they beat them mercilessly, they kept an empty trailer, loaded them in. In fact, some escaped because of the swamp. They were running inside swamp, and the soldiers were shooting them. I went to a soldier. I disguised myself as a farmer. I met a soldier, which I will send you his name and his number. His name and his tag number. I will send it to you tomorrow.
That is fantastic.
You understand?
That is fantastic.
I disguised myself. I went to him. And I begged him, I knelt on the ground. I talked to him, I say, sir, please, I'm so person. From there, I got his name and his number. So we are our boys, we are brutally beaten. They gave our boys what is called beating. And they rolled them on the ground, then loaded them inside trailer. Then why the coordinators are hiding their head now?
Can I suggest something, my brother? I have promised you I will call you back. I have taken your number. Can we?
So yes, we can talk. But I want to say something now. There's
what
something I want
are
to
you
say.
Saying then again?
At the end of it,
yes.
I moved down to Yenegua to find out if there were actually protests. If there were actually protests. So, when I went there, the place they asked us to stop, there was filled with police soldiers. If immediately you stop there, I wanted to park my car down to that place. So, when I noticed the movement around that vicinity, I couldn't park. I moved front, then turn and park at the back of one of the streets in there. So, I now walked down. I went to a restaurant, a bar. There, I got all the information I needed. I came back to the park. I see if I am a passenger. I was asking people around the vicinity that used to sell clothes. I and a lady like that, a lady that came with me. So both of us, we are asking people questions, and I told them that my brother was arrested on so issues. They said that soldiers and police has been here arresting people, carrying people, that actually, there was no protest in Bayelsa State. There was no protest in Yenegua. And why would they be there saying there was protest? So there was no protest in Yenegua. They did not protest for any more thing. So,
I can't recall anybody saying that there was a protest. They were only saying that the soldiers laid ambush and loaded our people. So there was a disruption of the protest. It didn't go as planned in Bayelsa. Yes. That is the point here.
Okay. Uche, now as I'm talking to you now, even when I was coming back, we had a bridge on the way by soldiers and police. We had a bridge on the way, even as I was coming back. The only thing that saved me was that I came with a private car. That was the only thing that saved me. So our boys were running out of the bush. They were still shooting them in the bush right away. As I'm talking to you, most of our boys are still in the bush now. Most of them are still in the bush because they have no way of escape. Most of our boys are still in the bush. I am not talking about the ones they took to the police cell. I am not talking about the ones they took in army quarters. I am not talking about. I am telling you the ones that are in the bush and in the swamp. So that is just the only thing there. You who did not went for the protest, who doesn't know about the protest, should not talk anything in the air because the person wasn't there. I was there live. Everything happened. As I am talking to you now, I still have names of the people which I have here that went for that protest, which I know. I saw them in that trailer. So if you want to know the details of things, like as you earlier said, I will get you down from the ones I know. I am not talking about the ones I do not know, but the ones I know. There is one of our brother that was carrying a camera. Up till now, we have not seen him. We don't even know where he is.
We don't even know where he is. As of now, we don't know where he is. So, thank you very much. I know they will look for me. As I'm talking to you, I know they will hunt for me. But I don't give a damn. After all, those they shot, am I better than them? Director who has been in dungeon, am I better than him? I am not better than him. Those they killed 1999 in OD, am I better than them? I came out with my soul. I came out with my mind. I came out with my spirit and body. Anything goes. Anything goes. Man yes. die once, and the woman born again. Man
that's
die
fine.
Go.
My brother, can you summarize because there are callers waiting.
I am done. I am done. Whoever that is calling should tell you the truth. That is just what is there. I am done. And
right,
I am not calling again. Some people that came back knows me. So I know they will look for me. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. Can you give us your name and where you are? It's terrible. Next caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Good evening.
Yes, good evening. Welcome to the program.
This is Aupa Sunday calling from Iguetra.
Yes, thank you very much. Go ahead.
I must have to observe one thing. Generally, to every ID member and concerning this protest today. The protest, as of yesterday, we went for a meeting. Everything was scheduled. Well, everybody agreed on something that everybody will come out this morning and prepare to protest in Greece or our own state. And the momentum, the tempo was very high. Had it been, it was as it was planned. It happened as it was planned. In fact, you would have understand that the whole of Dapper Land today would have been on fire. But all of a sudden, we woke up this morning just to go to the venue of who we agreed, and they told us that the plans have changed. Everybody's morale just went down, that everybody should be going to Barasa, and from there, we'll be coming back to Iberica.
Yes,
sir.
Can I say something here? It appears this broadcast is about complaints and complaints and complaints. In that particular circumstance, I will recommend that you make complaints through your national or zonal coordinators, please. It is very important. Very, very important. Or identify any senior officer or official of this family and make the complaint. But go through your zonal coordinators.
Okay.
National coordinators, I think is very important. Please, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and of course, we'll be back in a minute.
Together, we need to bring the Musa. I know right from 1960 that the Zoo Nigeria get their independence. The throne of presidential seat after Dr. Zeke Iwe.
We have come together. the word that says I'll gather them together has come to fulfill and have written the book of life, book of life. Yeah, Biafra, this is the new Jerusalem, has rise again and shine as from the rising sun. Let no man deceive you by any means that God that they will not come. I come to book of second to son and that's in history. Yeah. Take it, take it. Yeah. Yeah, for me, Biafra, Daniel 244, I have for you.
And in the days of the king shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all this kingdom, and it shall stand forever, 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 I say.
Yeah, again, Biafra, this is my still message for you. Take it again, Daniel 12 verse 1.
I'm Sharp Michael, stone of the great prince, which strengthen for the children of their people, and there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time, and it that time their people shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in the book of life.
Yeah, dear friend, be rejoice and be glad, you that find your name in that very book, book of life, the Almighty Jah, God, the creator, the founder of all things.
For your name and where you are, this is still Radio Biafra live broadcast this evening.
Yeah, good evening, sir.
Good evening, welcome to the program.
Yeah. My name is Ola Benjamin. Yeah. I want to give you a kind of welcome to this because I'm one of the victims that the movement in the talk today. Actually, I've been going. Hello?
Yes, hello.
Actually, I've been going. I entered into the Ile Mokoro fast. That's a fact. Actually, I've been going. Canal Mokoro. I was almost 15 anniversary past us. And they called Hubert. They didn't allow another motor to pass them until we reach Uniport. After Uniport, then they have to pass. And our motor has to continue. Then, reaching the bridge. Once you reach the bridge, they will ask the driver, where are you going? Whoever say they are going to Bayelsa, they will say back. And they will tell people to get. And once you wear white, and the white, purple, any blue white, they will just, they will not even talk to you, they say, just go join the bus. So I'm one of the, I think I'm the second batch. They packed. So they asked us to enter their helios. So we didn't even know what is happening. So when we entered the helios, they came to collect our phones. And we should give them all our phones. I will give them all our phones. So before we know it, other people started coming. That's when I realized that they are depending people that I suspect that they are going for protests. It's only ITV people. Even from military people be defended. But once they are going to buy it, you're a young man, they will detain you. So before you know it, we have up to 70 people that is lying on the ground. When they have found the food, they say we should go and lie on the ground. So we are lying, but they say we should face that. So as the more motor is coming, the more they are floating, the more they are joining us. So at a point that the crowd was too much on the ground. So there is a motor that parks here. In form of Dangote trailer. This trailer they used to carry Nama. So he was parking there. So they opened it and no dollar from there. And we are just there. Our number is too much. That place is very tight. So they just walk on there and keep us. Before we are in that vehicle, I saw our people with the flag. They are singing songs and they are coming. So as we are there, we start to, jubilate, start to stay with them also, inside the motor. Before we know it, the whole army, because it's throughout army and navy, there are two police, there is army and navy. So all of them just station themselves in red line and start to shoot at them. They start to shoot at them. So I know they withdraw back, but they are standing, they are still singing so. So I was just watching, it's like one of the commanders asked them to stop. Now I approach crucible. So So from there, some of them need to run, go back. But I don't know what wonder did, but they say is the leader of some people were singing song in their presence. So they have to carry that voice, came to get here and pass him to lie down. As they go and like lie down, one of the other they must shoot the boy on the leg. So that as he shoot that boy on the leg, the whole process of one of them went back. So we are in that group, we almost 233. Now they have to take us to body camp. They have to bring us back, take us to body camp. And as we meet the body camp, they didn't even put the van. We are still standing. Up to 100 something. 109 or 108 inside that van. They get us there. We stand around 6:30, 7. That's when other people that are from small little, like that, other boy that is coming from Abba, they also arrive. So the whole people, they are there, both the small motor and everyone there, are going to stay join us. So they still have to climb the motor inside. When they came inside, then they had to carry us. They carry us to after airport on about. If you are going to the entering that village, that's when they landed us and floated us there and asked us to that we should repent. So we should go and repent. We have to be careful. So they are taking many deaths, and that's how from there people that are going to that we have to pray down and find our way. So from there everybody has to go. But I'm not aware that there are some people that they say the men, but I know that the whole people, only two people, the friends, right? As we are entering the group, one of our members, they are saying, want to jump out. They are telling him, don't jump out, stay here, don't jump out. Before we know it, the boy jump out from the middle. As we're trying to jump out, the army, the pursuing it, are capsule. So I know that they did thing well. So the boy that I know, they detained him, and also one other guy. And they say, when we are passing, because as they carry us in the truck, as we are passing, we are chanting, we are teaching ourselves, chanting their first freedom. So people around, they say, attracted their attention. So I heard that one boy there was telling us, he's not even among us, and they arrested the boy, and beat the boy, basically. So we too, as we are there, and one other boy, I don't know what the boy did, but as they arrested the boy, they tied the boy a handkerchief from the eye. So as we reach body camp, so the DSS, because it's a combined team of DSS, Army and Navy, that's no police. So the DSS man that tied the handkerchief of the boy, so he was asking about that boy. Looking at the boy, when he tied himself. So they took that boy. And we don't know where the boy from. So they took that boy. And the person that jumped out, by the two people, I know that they depend on that population before we met. So, we know that person, I'm not aware of that. But I know that there are some people that are innocent, that are going on their own. They are not asking you whether you're being there for or not. But once you are not a Yoruba, because I understand them very well, once you're a Yoruba or you're an outside person, they will leave you. But once you're not a Yoruba or outside person, anything like that, they will not listen to you. They will just ask you to go there and like that. So they didn't tell me because since morning, I left, I have only telling. So that early morning, that was when they came down. So from that morning, to letting this deal. But what I thought, I noticed that they don't want to do us anything. They don't want to detain us so that we don't go back to this. Because from the officers there, they will still come around, they will tell us to be strong, that we will not do us anything, it's another thing. So some of them, will make us, they say, well, if we need water, they are giving us water. If we need water, they say, I want to drink, they will give water to drink. So I believe that they want to tell us, but the issue of shooting, I mean, the crowd, they thought that people have to attack them or something like that. But they didn't do us anything. They only took us to the camp, left us in the van. they took us away. We didn't even come down in the middle of. So if they didn't take a land, then nothing of it. They didn't do anything. They got to go and talk to us. So the flag will happen to this. So some other person has seen another thing, I don't know. But I witnessed everything that happened to this.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Of
and I want to hear somebody to congratulate all IQD members. Because what I saw in Danfar today, that the people that are members, they are afraid. They must say after today, they will not do something about regretting. So I'm trying to encourage them in Danfar, and they are recognizing me, and they are calling me. So I want to tell everybody to be resolute. It's life and death. Before you join IQD, before I join IQD, I made up my mind. I've called my people. I said, this is life, and any day you need to, no problem. So I want to tell every activity member to be resolute. The fight has just begun. And at the end, I'm very proud of you. So I want to call you when we can be good enough.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that. Thank you. Call on the phone, you're not you are.
Yes, hello.
Yes, hello. He is not talking. We will take another call. They call on the phone. Your name and where you are?
No, good evening, sir.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Hello, sir.
Yes, hello. Go ahead. Sir. We are listening to you.
Director, there is something that I want to comment. I'm speaking here with you again from Onisha. Hello, sir.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
The rally we did today was very fantastic. It was when we are coming from Umpa to Anita Piwa, there was a lot of police, army, but because they saw was some, so they were not able to go on to the target.
Hello.
Hello, sir.
Yes, we are losing you. Please try and I don't know what's going on, whether it's network or something else.
I'm not afraid. I was going to call back. Thank you for your work.
Thank you very much, and God bless. Thank you. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yeah. This is Chidi. Chukwoka. I'm calling from Iguacha.
Thank you very
much. There's one thing I want to clear. The people that was arrested at Choba Bridge is different from the people that arrested at Ndioma. The first said that they moved. They arrested them at Ndioma. That's the people that suffered so much. But the people that arrested at Chuba, they took them to Bori camp. So the people at Ndioma village, that is the people that passed through difficulties to deal with them. Some of them, we cannot be able to find where they are now. So, these two things, these two bridges, is different from each other. That's one thing I want to clear now.
This is my message, my word for you. As a freedom fighter that born, the indigenous of the son of Biafra, we come with peace. Giving you the message for you to understand this for you. We the Biafra, take it.
We are come together. We are come together.
Buhari, Buhari, Buhari. General Buhari, Buhari, Buhari. This my piece of stuff I divine for you, yeah. This my piece of stuff I divine for you, yeah. We the youth of Biafra, Biafra. We the youth of Biafra, Biafra. Now I'm telling you, telling you, telling you now. Now I'm telling you, telling you, telling you now. See, I'm telling you, telling you, telling you now. See, please go and rule your people and save the life of your people. And make peace now with Biafra. Cause we never give up, give up, give up. As you know, we're on different feather. We never flow together. Yeah, and say,
we have come together. We have come together. We have come together with the children of Musa. We have come together. We have come together. We have come together with the children of Musa. From 1960, that the Zoo Nigeria get their independence. The throne of presidential seat after Dr. Zeke Iwe. Now bring the independence from Zoo called Nigeria. From the throne was sharing. From Hausa Fulani to Yoruba, no south east, no south south. To the day of good luck. Now check how the distance to the day of good luck. Then tell me, is that show united? Hausa Fulani, Hausa Fulani, hear my word. And I said the truth, the truth, the truth, the truth. Oh yes,
we have come together. We have come together. We have come together with the children of Musa. We have come together. We have come together. We have come together with the children of Musa.
Yeah, the word that says I'll gather them together has come to fulfill and see everything in the book of life, book of life.
Call on the phone, your name and where you are. Your voice is a bit faint, and I will recommend you call us back, please. Or you raise up... Raise your voice a bit, please. Speak up.
I'll call you back, sir.
Thank you. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello. Hello, my name is Ogunhala from Snapple. I'm calling from Ghana.
Thank you very much. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. Thanks, Jennifer, for the wonderful work you are doing. With regard to, I listened to all the people that went to Unagua, the comments they were making, I listened, something caught my mind. There was a caller that wanted to say that they had a wonderful meeting where they agreed on how to go about their protest. But there was a sudden change that came from changing it from Port Harcourt or wherever you are, that all of them should move to Yenegua or a point in Biafra. That is where my take on that, because I'm looking at that point as where the enemy came in. Because since they have already finished their plans to do this thing in Igbocha, then the enemy saw it as subtly take them from there, because I consider the distance from say they want to protest from Yemegua down to Igwacha, it's no mean distance. It's no small, it's a very big distance. So on that basis, you can now see that police now went to Yemegua and standby at that point where they have agreed to assemble. Then let's scuttle them. Now let's scuttle the plans all away from Port Harcourt. Port Harcourt is the hit point. From the last protest we saw it, even subsequently. Now, I can see that the enemy came in from there. So when we talk of strategizing, we should look at it. And the woman was complaining of somebody in their midst. She has never seen that person before in any of the meetings. So that is the way I'm looking at. So we should look at that point and find out what happened. When was the decision taken to move the protest to Pasaka, to Yenegua? And what those people who are involved are the leaders of the group, they look at it from there and find out so that such things wouldn't repeat itself. Because I would be looking at what I call holding its own, which other small, small group may have been put to that point. Now, they scuttle the two things in Port Harcourt.
That's what I understand they did. But I may not be right, I may be right or wrong. But from what people say, that's what I understood.
Thank
so
you.
At that point, at the Bayelsa now, they maltreated people, immigrants, women again, and nobody, they made everything. That, I applied that rule at times.
Yes,
and that's what
I
was intentionally caused. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I encourage our people, no matter what happens, we are destined to move to the end of this journey, and we cannot afford to abandon the ship. We must continue. We must continue to move. This is how the people of Israel were scattered all over the world until, in fact, God ordained that they should go back to their fatherland. This is still the same thing, the same process, the same experience that they passed through is the same experience we are passing through today. And it is not something extraordinary. This is a divine revelation. This is a divinely inspired experience. And so we must not lose sight of the fact that God is the author and finisher of this project, and He is the one piloting our affairs. The caller,
thank you.
Anyone, where you can? You see here? Are you still on the line? Give us your name and where you are, please.
Good evening, whichever form.
Yes, good evening. Welcome to the program.
This is Samson Ugochukwu. I'm calling you from Igwaja.
Right, thank you very much.
Good. I thank God for you. I thank God for everybody. You know, I want to encourage our people to be free from all this nonsense. Is not an easy race. Whether somebody arranged, somebody did not arrange, once in a while you say something like this. Our people should not be discouraged. All I know, we must be free and Biafra must stay. So whether the enemies, whether they did all they are trying to do, they just want to put fear in our body. They want to put fear. They want to, you know, push us back. They want to do this and that. But whether they like it or not,
they
must forge ahead.
They cannot intimidate us.
Nobody.
We must not walk by sight. We must walk by faith and our commitment to this cause. No matter what the enemy is doing, we must not be deterred. We will continue the protests in Biafra land, continue the protests around the world, continue until the zoo surrenders and yield to our demand. There is no going back. They can try to cajole us, they can try to intimidate us, they can try to blackmail us, but the spirit of Biafra will prevail in the end.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Everybody should understand and follow up instruction from the director. Listen, look, Moses in the land of Egypt. At the time, Moses wanted to be discouraged. But God said to Moses, listen, I hardened the mind of Pharaoh in order to kill him. So people should be prayerful. People should be, you know, strong. Whether they want to intimidate, I know all these things, they want to put fear, they want to intimidate the Afrans, but it will never work. Today, they keep on shooting tear gas here, they keep on flying up with their, you know, their chopper, this and that, just to intimidate people. But it will never work. All those, they are afraid. As far as I'm concerned, they are afraid. They are afraid, but all at the end, Biafra must come. God help you. Throughout the day, from morning to this evening, you have been on board. You have been on board. At the time, I said, what kind of human being is this? No food, nothing. You keep monitoring people, what is happening, your people, this and that. My brother, I know nobody is paying you, but at the end of the day, God will pay you, and all these things will never be in vain. People should remember the word from the director. And the given Yahweh-Hishua said it. Yahweh-Hishua said it. Not what you do when Christ is with you. But when he's not there, what you do matters a lot. Director, I'm with you. Director, we are this. Director, we are your friend. Director, this is time we'll know whether you are with director, whether you are with HMFO, whether with your COC. This is the time we'll know who is who. Everybody should come out. All these unnecessary intimidations will not work. Somebody called and was saying, I don't believe that IPOB leader, I don't believe that any coordinator will come and set up. Once in a while, you see something like this. It's not a small risk. Whether they are coming with their gunshot, whether they are coming with their bulldozer, whether they are today, I was just watching, look at a whole military man, a whole Nigerian military, who we are trained to go and fight, who are afraid to go for war. People who were with nothing. Look at the women, naked women and all that. And the international community, they look at Britain. It was yesterday, Britain came out and said, this and that. Wicked people. They will never see good. They will all die. And the Biafra will lead. May God bless you and keep you. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you very much. And wish you the same. May God bless you and family of IPOB around the world. Thank you very much.
Amen.
The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. They are not listening. We'll take another call. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, good evening, Deputy Director.
Good evening, welcome.
I'm one of the state women deputies that want to I inboxed you that I was there. Because the situation with my coordinator, because I wasn't feeling actually well. So I had to, summon up my spirit to be with them in this process. That was the taking of in Biafra. So while we got there, like she said, she gave me the account. But at the second thought, while before we came, we saw, the load of military men, the PSS, the Navy, the Army, they were going to war. So when we finally got there, we learned about our people that were, taken away. Complicated in a truck. So at the point I was in car because I wasn't feeling well. I had to come out, put on my right and every other thing, and I went to confront some of the officers who gave me audience. And the young man from one of those definitely gave me one that is since I was saying they should take our boys and our men.
Yes, hello. Can hear you. Are you hearing me? No, it appears her credit is finished. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and we will be having a break in a very short period of time. It is a minute to 12 midnight here in London, and of course, a minute to 1 a.m. in Bafaland. This is Radio Biafra, and we are live. We are direct from here. A caller on the phone, your name and where you are. Good evening, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is
Thank you very much.
Hello.
Go ahead, please.
Okay. So I want to say that the whole town in the map is just done by dawn, night by night. So this thing, it is hot.
Hello. Hello? Yes, the caller on the phone, your name and where you are, it appears the other caller is disengaged.
Good evening, sir. This is AGK Godfrey calling from Ibocha.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I don't have much to say, but what I want to say is that there's a complaint here and there, counter-complaint and all. But that is not this is exactly what we should expect in when it comes to our freedom. So my advice is that all the FUD members should be steadfast, they should be resolute, and they should expect even things more incident than what happened yesterday in Bayelsa. They should not be discouraged. Rather, this should give them enough strength.
The protest continues. Until the corrupt edifice called Nigeria collapses,
and for sure it will. And I have to also thank you, and I have to thank all the director of state. People are really doing a good job. It's not easy putting all these programs together, and we're certainly behind this very project until we see our freedom at the end. May God bless you and all the activity in the world.
Bless you too. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcasting. Next caller on the line, your name and where you are, please. They are not talking. Give us your name and where you are. The next caller.
Hello. Hello, my name is Ibuchukwu Zerenjo. I'm calling from Jos. But I'm from Enugu Nanka from Biafra Land.
Thank you very much.
Uchemofo, I want to congratulate you for what you are doing. It's not an easy task. This is one of everybody is on his own. What we want, just like Mio Mio always say, that the only word we will be singing is Biafra, Hallelujah, we will be singing. And that is what we are after. No matter the persecution, no matter whatever is happening, what we need is Biafra. So I want to encourage my people, people in Igbocha, people in Biafra, everybody, I want to congratulate all of you that even have the spirit of Biafra. And I want to encourage you people to remain resolute, just like Barrett always say, that we should not be afraid of our enemy. And everybody should remain resolute and know that this is, we all are freedom fighters. We are not fighting this thing because I'm not fighting. I don't want to be a freedom fighter because of myself. It's because of my descendants, because of my children yet unborn. That's why we are doing all this thing. And if we cannot do this, I wonder how our children will live. None will have the spirit. I wonder why how our children will live. So no matter how the persecution, that's why our director always call the police and the army nephew Babus and Monkey. They are even more than Babus and Monkey. They are the one. This is the white evil fallers. So they are intimidating people with the rifle. But I want to tell my people that even here in Jos, North Zoo called Nigeria, we are not afraid of all this zoo police, zoo army. They cannot intimidate people anyhow. You know, my people is a law-abiding citizen, so they know that this my people, if you just let life, everybody will be learning. So but there is no how to do, there is in a case, everybody, when you see crowd of people, you find it difficult, instead of you, so you should even support them. But not know that
is your enemy. So what I'm trying to tell my people that they should remain resolute. They should not even give up. We are not going to give up, no matter whatever they do, until Biafra comes. Only what we are asking is Biafra. I would rather be a poor man in Biafra than to be a rich man in Zoo called Nigeria. So there is freedom. There is nothing like freedom. I've not seen anything like freedom. Whenever, the only thing I want in this Nigeria, anything that will make me to forgive Nigeria is Biafra. I cannot forgive Nigeria. No matter ever how they think, I can never ever forgive them. And the one thing I should remind them that, just like my brother from Australia told them that, if they force my people to become, they force us to become a terrorism, that anything they see, they will take it. They should forget that our director is a learned man. Chimefo is a learned man. So many of our people, they are very learned. They should do something with the learned ones. They should know that these people are learned. They are not. We are not a coward. We are not ignorant. We know what we are doing. So they should know that people we are doing something with, they are all learned. So we are not ignorant. But if they force us to be wild animal in this zoo called Nigeria, we will tell them that we will now teach them how animals are behaving. Look at the people who are protesting with nothing. They are just protesting, crapping, going. And we are harming them, terrorizing them. So now what are you telling them to do? They should go to hell. So I'm trying to tell the zoo, Peter Fry, Muhammad Buhari, you should know that 1960 or thereabout is no longer now. Everybody, that there is nothing that cannot happen. So you should very, very careful.
That's not going well.
Yes. So, what I'm trying to tell you, I always call, I have men, because of Lagos Biafra, I know where I am, and I know what I need is Biafra. There's nothing like Biafra. I tell my people, my guys, my friends, what I need is Biafra. What I'm trying, I called the last time that I'm not a member of IPOB. And why I want to belong to IPOB, I want to carry everybody along. I want to go along with my people. It's not that I cannot realize the town without not being the IPOB. I want to be the member of my people. So that when I'm going along with to my people. So they say the guru where they are, and you can't million Oba Fufu. So I'm not giving a damn for any intimidation by the zoo called Nigeria. That let me tell that Nnamdi Kanu, we have more than Nnamdi Kanu that can paralyze the town unless they give us Biafra. That is when I can forgive Nigeria. I cannot forgive them. So
yeah, thank you, my brother. Of course.
I want to direct and give me. I want to have the coordinator of. Here, just in Plateau State, I don't know if they are this. Let me have.
They should be listening. I don't have the contact at the moment because I can't begin to look for it. If you can send me a message on Facebook, that will be good, and I will sort it out.
Okay. That's what I will do. I'll do that.
Thank you.
Continue your work.
Thank you.
God bless.
This is my message, my word for you. As a freedom fighter that born, the indigenous of the son of Biafra, we come with peace, giving you the message for you to understand this for you. We the Biafra, take it.
We have come together. We are come together. We have come together. We have come together. We have come together. Buhari, 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 General Buhari, Buhari, Buhari. This my piece of suffer divine for you, yeah. This my piece of suffer divine for you, yeah. We the youth of Biafra, Biafra. We the youth of Biafra, Biafra. Now I'm telling you, telling you, telling you now. Now I'm telling you, telling you, telling you now. See, I'm telling you, telling you, telling you now. Simply go and rule your people and save the life of your people. And make peace now with Biafra. Cause we never give up, give up, give up. As you know, we don't different fader. We never float together. Yeah, and say,
we have come together. We have come together. We have come together with the children of Musa. We have come together. We have come together. We have come together with the children of Musa. The throne of presidential seat after Dr. Zeke Iwe. Now bring the independent from Zuko Nigeria. From the throne we're sharing. From Hausa Fulani to Yoruba, no south east, no south south. To the day of good luck. Now check how the distance to the day of good luck. Then tell me, is that show united? Hausa Fulani, Hausa Fulani, yeah, my.
We have come together. We have come together. We have come together with the children of Musa. We have come together. We have come together. We have come together.
This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. This we've got to a point where we will take a break and, of course, come back at some point in the next couple of hours. We thank all Biafrans, all men and women of goodwill, all of us of freedom and justice from around the world for having made this program a worldwide one. But one thing is clear here, we are not relenting, we are not retreating, we are not surrendering. The protests around Biafra land and its environs continues, and we urge all Biafrans to come out on the street. But one thing I am telling you is, do not scatter yourselves in small pockets or numbers. Come together in a large whole or a large mass. Do not scatter yourselves. Come to a very central point of any particular location you choose and converge there, and the protest will be as effective as anything. I will advise you not to walk a long distance, especially where there are no buildings, especially where there are no the lands and areas that are not inhabited. You have to come close to cities. Please, it's very important. This is Sincerely with Chairman 4 at this particular point in time, signing off from London, and we'll be back in the next couple of hours. Thank you very much, and God bless.
We have come together. We have come together. We have come together with the children of Musa. We have come together. We have come together. We have come together with the children of Musa.
My special advice for you. The lighting I believe make peace for you to sell your production. Example, your cow buy from the Biafran addition. For we Biafrans, we are a strength farmers, produce without you, but sells without Biafran. Buhari, I take my advice.
So you hear me, our saffron is our religions are not the same, our traditions are not the same. The way we dress, not the way you dress. The way you dress, not the way we dress. We believe and worship all you do, Abiyama. And then we count all the former case, the way you don't. So hear from me, we are the greatest, made by Almighty Abiyama. This is my word for you, my message for you.
We have come together. We have come together. We have come together. Children of Musa, we have come together. We have come together. We have come together with the children of Musa. We have come together. We have come together. We have come together with the children of Musa.
together. We are come together. We are come together. We need you, Ben Mosai.
Don't worry, we are giving you the fortune of our time and all the followers for you and for you. For you, then you take them, do whatever thing you like to them, to them, to them. Oh.